KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
On the NFL on Sunday, the Chicago Bears got Jay Cutler back after missing a game because of a concussion. He led the Bears to an easy 28-10 win over Minnesota at Soldier Field. Cutler threw for 188 yards and a touchdown as the Bears raced out to a 25-3 halftime lead to improve to 8-3. The Bears have beaten the Vikes six straight times. That victory could be costly, though, as the Bears lost ace return man Devin Hester to a concussion. Also running back Matt Forte and top cornerback Charles Tillman suffered ankle injuries. Both of Chicago's starting guards also were injured. Thanks to Green Bay's loss Sunday night, the Bears have a one-game lead over the Packers in the NFC North. The New York Giants snapped their two-game slide by routing Green Bay 38-10 in the matchup of the last two Super Bowl champs. Eli Manning tossed three TDs to give him 200 career touchdown passes, passing Phil Sims to become the Giants' all-time leader in that department. The Giants have a two-game lead atop the NFC East. The San Francisco 49ers returned a pair of Drew Brees interceptions for touchdowns in their 31-21 win over the New Orleans Saints. Colin Kaepernick is 2-0 as a starter in relief of Alex Smith. Baltimore rallied from a 13-3 deficit to edge San Diego 16-13 in overtime. The Ravens are 9-2. That's good for a three-game lead in the AFC North. The key play for the Ravens came when they were facing fourth down and 29 yards to go late in regulation, and Ray Rice converted a screen pass for a first down. The Atlanta Falcons survived a dogfight in Tampa Bay and eked out a 24-23 win over the Bucs to improve to 10-1. Matt Ryan threw for 353 yards in that game. Peyton Manning threw for 285 yards and two touchdowns as Denver rallied for its sixth straight win, a 17-9 win over Kansas City. Cincinnati moved back into the playoff picture with its third straight win, 34-10 over the hapless Raiders. Cleveland surprised Pittsburgh 20-14 as the Browns forced eight Steelers turnovers. Indianapolis improved to 7-4 with a 20-13 win over Buffalo. Jacksonville snapped a seven-game losing streak, surprising Tennessee 24-19. Dan Carpenter kicked a 43-yard field goal on the final play, and Miami scored 17 points in the last 8:08 to down Seattle 24-21. And St. Louis downed Arizona 31-17 as Janoris Jenkins became the first player in Rams history and the first NFL rookie since 1960 to return two interceptions for touchdowns in the same game. Well, the Browns announced after their 20-14 victory over rival Pittsburgh yesterday that the game was the last for Mike Holmgren as the team's president. The 64-year-old former coach said earlier this fall that he hoped to stay until the end of the season in an advisory role, but left open the possibility of an earlier departure. New owner Jimmy Haslam is replacing him with CEO Joe Banner, who spent 19 years with Philadelphia. The Browns went 12-31 under Holmgren, who was hired by former owner Randy Lerner to fix his franchise. Holmgren has indicated that he's still interested in coaching, and there have been stories about him joining up with the Dallas Cowboys. Well, the football polls continue to smile on the Irish. Notre Dame is the unanimous number one team in the latest Associated Press college football poll following a 22-13 win over USC at Los Angeles on Saturday night. The Fighting Irish claimed all 60 first-place votes after running their record at 12-0 and moving within one victory of their first national championship in 24 years. Alabama remains number two after their 49-0 rout of Auburn. Georgia sits third and will take on the Crimson Tide on Saturday for the SEC title and the right to face Notre Dame in the BCS title game. Notre Dame, Alabama, and Georgia also are 1-2-3 in the latest BCS standings. In other college football coaching news, the Auburn Tigers are looking for a new head football coach. Gene Chizik has been fired following a 3-9 season that included an 0-8 record in the SEC. That move comes less than 2 years after Chizik led the Tigers to the national championship. That marked the worst slide within 2 years of winning a national title of any team since the AP poll started in 1936. Auburn hasn't lost this many games since going 0-10 in 1950. Auburn lost its last three games by a combined 150-21, including a season-ending 49-0 pasting against rival Alabama. John Embry tells the Associated Press that he's been fired as the head coach at the University of Colorado. Embry said he wasn't that he was heading into a meeting with his players Sunday night, and he didn't want to comment on his firing other than to confirm that he'd been let go by athletic director Mike Bohn earlier in the day. The Buffaloes just completed the worst season in the 123-year history of the program. They finished 1-11 with their only win, a 35-34 win at Washington State on September 23rd. Embry was 4-21 in 2 years at Colorado, where he replaced Dan Hawkins. Tom O'Brien led North Carolina State to 4 bowl appearances in 6 seasons, but it wasn't enough for him to keep his job. O'Brien's been fired a day after the Wolfpack finished 7-5 with a win over Boston College. He went 40-35 at the school, but also posted a 22-26 record in ACC play, including a 1-14 mark in Atlantic Division road games. North Carolina State says offensive coordinator Dana Bible will be the interim coach for the bowl game. Frank Spaziani is out after 4 years as Boston College's head football coach. The Eagles have gotten progressively worse under Spaziani, going from 8 wins in his first season to a 2-10 mark this year. Spaziani had 3 years left on a contract that paid him $1.1 million a season. A strong finish for Purdue wasn't enough to save Danny Hope's job. One day after the Boilermakers retained the old oaken bucket and became bowl eligible for the second straight season, athletic director Morgan Burke announced that Hope had been fired. Hope went 22-27 in 4 mostly injury-ravaged seasons. He ended the school's 3-year bowl drought last season and brought Purdue its first bowl title since 2007 by winning the Little Caesars Bowl in Detroit. He was given a 2-year contract extension in December, which runs through the 2016 season. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In college basketball, Samaj Christen scored 16 points, one of 5 Xavier players in double figures as the Musketeers defeated Drake 74-70 Sunday in the consolation round of the DirecTV Classic. Joey King led all scorers with 21 points for the Bulldogs, while Ben Simons had 20 for Drake, and Jordan Clark at 12 points and 11 rebounds. The Bulldogs fall to 2-3 on the season. Jack Taylor's encore for his record-setting performance was okay. It just wasn't anywhere near his previous game. Taylor scored 21 points, but Grinnell College lost 131-116 to William Penn Sunday night. He was 6-for-21 from the field, making 3 of 13 attempts from three-point range in the first loss of the season for the Pioneers. Everyone from LeBron James to Carmelo Anthony was talking about Taylor after he scored 138 points Tuesday night, shattering the NCAA record of 113 set by Rio Grande's Bevo Francis against Hillsdale in 1954. He was 52 of 108 from the floor in that memorable performance, including 27 for 71 from three-point range. William Penn was 50 of 80 from the floor and had 7 players score in double figures in that contest. Well, top-ranked Indiana's cruised to its 6th straight victory in the young season. The Hoosiers mauled Ball State 101-53 in the most lopsided win in that series that began in 1934. Will Sheehy scored 19 points for Indiana. Jordan Hulls had 17, Cody Zeller 15, and Christian Watford had 11 points and 10 rebounds. 6th-ranked Syracuse is 4-0 after its 46th consecutive win over Colgate, an 87-51 victory. 11th-ranked UCLA fell to Cal Poly 70-69 as Dylan Royer had 18 for the winners. Number 15 Michigan State survived 20 turnovers, 14 in the second half, in the Spartan 63-50 home win over Louisiana Lafayette. Tom Izzo said, "I think our guys are going to be great citizens when they get done with basketball because the Christmas season is lasting all year. They're giving away gifts." Elias Harris scored 24 points. Kevin Pangos added 23 as number 17 Gonzaga beat Davidson 81-67 in the Old Spice Classic Championship game. Markell Brown had a season-high 23 points as number 20 Oklahoma State posts an 81-58 rout of Portland State. Also last night, it was number 1 Connecticut rallying for a 73-62 win over Stony Brook. Also number 23 Colorado handed Air Force its first loss of the season, 89-74. And number 25 San Diego State beats Southern California 66-60. Well, Jamie Printy made all 17 of her free throws and scored 19 points as Iowa rallied from a 7-point halftime deficit to defeat number 12 West Virginia 79-70 Sunday in the FIU Thanksgiving Classic. 13 of Prenti's free throws came in the second half when the Hawkeyes used a 24-8 run to lead 67-60 with 2:12 remaining. She made 8 free throws in the final 45 seconds. Morgan Johnson also scored 19 points, including 14 in the second half for Iowa, which made 27 of 30 free throws after halftime. The Hawkeyes also were sharp from the field after the break, making 59%, while the Mountaineers hit on just 31% of their shots. Iowa lost to FIU in its first tournament game over the weekend. Hawkeyes are now 5-2 on the season. In the NBA on Sunday, it was New York over Detroit, 121-100. San Antonio, a double overtime winner over Toronto, 111-106. Brooklyn beat Portland, 98-85. Boston over Orlando in overtime, 116-110. Philadelphia beat Phoenix, 104-101. And Denver topped New Orleans, 102-84. And the 2012-13 high school basketball season here on KJAN begins tonight, as we'll have our first broadcast of the year. Carroll will visit Atlantic tonight for a girls' non-conference matchup. We're on the air at 7:30 from the Atlantic High School Gymnasium tonight. Chris Parks will join me for the contest. Join us for all the action here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. Also, you can catch it streaming live on KJAN.com. And don't forget to download the iPhone and Android apps. Your smartphone is also a radio. If you have the apps, you can take us anywhere here at KJAN. That's Atlantic hosting Carroll Girls Hoops live tonight, 7:30 here on KJAN. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.